Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all 45s that charted, released between January and June of 1970. This half hour, we'll hear from the originals, Stevie Wonder, Edward Starr, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Supremes, Rare Earth, The Jackson 5, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature 45 records that charted and released between January and June of 1970.
Since our roads never crossed, a world might as well get lost in my dreams.
Go down.
A Motown memory from Edwin Starr, and that was Time, and it only reached 117 in the United States pop charts and number 39 in the United States rhythm and blues charts from 1970. Before that, Stevie Wonder, Never Had a Dream Come True, number 26 on the pop charts and number 11 on the rhythm and blues charts in the featured year of 1970, January to be exact. And we start with the very first charting single in January of 1970, The Originals, with a song called The Bells. And then reached number 12 on the pop charts and number 4 on the rhythm and blues charts, again from the featured year of 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And as mentioned, we're featuring all songs that charted in order between January and June of 1970. Well, coming up, a song that didn't chart really high, but a great song nonetheless from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, got a hold on to this feeling. Well, Junior Walker was born Audrey DeWalt Mixon Jr., in Byattville, Arkansas, on June 14, 1931. He grew up in South Bend, Indiana, and his saxophone style was the anchor for the band's overall sound. Well, on the Motown record label, Junior Walker was teamed up with the All-Stars and had their first and signature hit called Shotgun, and it was written and composed by Junior Walker, and it was produced by Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records. That record also featured the Funk Brothers' James Jamerson on bass and Benny Benjamin on drums. In the late 1960s, Junior Walker sang more on the records than earlier in his career. He had landed seven more Rhythm and Blues Top 10 hits over the next few years into the early 1970s, with the last one coming in 1972. Well, here he is in 1970 in January with Gotta Hold On to This Feeling, right here on Motown Memories.
Hey! and illuminate the night. Oh,
ah,
we try and guide you to better times and brighter days. Don't be afraid.
Climb up the ladder to the roof where we can see heaven much better. Climb up the ladder to the roof
Rare Earth with Get Ready, and they reached number 4 in the United States pop charts and number 20 on the rhythm and blues charts in 1970. It was also a great hit from The Temptations 3 years earlier. Before that, The Supremes, Up the Ladder to the Roof, number 10 on the pop charts and number 5 on the rhythm and blues charts from the featured year of 1970. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Got a Hold On to This Feeling, number 21 on the pop charts and number 2 on the rhythm and blues charts. Well, this hour, we're featuring all 45s that charted between January and June of 1970. Well, coming up, a smash hit in 1970 from the Jackson 5, ABC, reaching number 1 in the pops and rhythm and blues charts right here on Motown.
Comes to a great big onion.
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
Forget from sunrise to sunset. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna get a hold on you.
Marvin Gaye and Timmy fell together, and that was California Soul, and they reached number 56 on the pop charts of 1970. That was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was the Onion song with Marvin and Timmy, and that side reached number 50 on the pop charts and number 18 in the Rhythm and Blues charts. Before that, Glasnight and the Pips, You Don't Need Love Like I Do, Don't You, reaching number 25 on the pop charts and number 3 in the Rhythm and Blues charts. And we started this set with the Jackson 5 smash ABC, number 1 in the pop charts and number 1 in the Rhythm and Blues charts. This half hour, we featured some great 45s, all charting 45s, from January to March of 1970. Coming up to the next half hour, we'll pick it up in March and go through June of 1970. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.